All right, everybody, good afternoon on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. I'm your host, Tyler Brown, and welcome back for another episode. If you haven't checked out the other episodes, make sure you tune in, check them out, support, show love, tell a friend to tune in. And let's get to it, because I have a lot to cover of the recent events that's been happening. So let's talk about these topics. A murder probe launched after one killed in Birmingham stabbing. Police have launched a manhunt in Birmingham, England, for a male suspect after multiple people in the city were stabbed in a series of attacks. A murder investigation has been launched after one man was killed and seven people were injured. Stabbings took place from 12:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. in several locations. It appears to be a random attack, as we haven't found any links between the victims. As I said before, there's been a lot of events going on in the world right now with all these killings and stuff like that. I know violence isn't good. There's violence all over the world. But nowadays, I feel like you have to be prepared. Like, you have to have something on you, like a knife, a gun, a box blade, razor blade, whatever. You know, because you just never know. People are just crazy. And somebody could just randomly attack you for no reason. So I feel like you always have to be prepared to fight and fight for your life and defend yourself at all costs, because you just never know when somebody is just coming for you. You just never know who wants to try to do something to you, who wants to try to kill you. You just always got to be prepared to put up a fight and to defend yourself and not get your life taken in the process, even though violence is at an all-time high right now. You just always got to defend yourself, even though some states don't have self-defense laws. It's different in every state, but I know New Jersey don't have them, which is ridiculous. But always carry something on you, whether it's pepper spray, a knife, something to protect yourself, because people are crazy and losing their minds nowadays with all these shootings and stabbings. Or, you know, just be careful out there, be careful for your surroundings, and be careful the people. Care for the people around you. If you see something suspicious of what they're up to, you just never know. Your life is always at risk and danger when you leave the house. On to the next topic. Send a birthday card to the oldest living World War II veteran in the U.S. as he turns 111. The oldest living American to serve in the World War II turns 111 years old. Lawrence Brooks served as a support worker in the predominantly Black American 91st Engineer Batalon Station in New Guyana, and then the Philippines, and reached the rank of first private class during the war. National World War II Museum in New Orleans has thrown parties for the past 5 years to honor Brooks. It's important to celebrate heroes like Brooks while he's still with us. Now, this I find very interesting, because, you know, most World War II people you hear stories about them, and they end up dying in the war. But they lived on a great legacy. But this is really surprising, shocking to me, because he's still alive and he just turned 111 and he's still being honored and celebrated, which is just amazing that he's lived this long, because most people nowadays don't live this long. So he's one of the few people that's blessed to live a long life, and that's good for him. And he fought and served in a war, which, you know, war was rough back then, and a lot of people were getting injured and hurt, and there wasn't really no cure back then for stuff like that. So a lot of people were dying, or had to amputate some part of their body part, something like that. So he's blessed to live this long, and I hope he continue living his life as the man he is today, and it's come a long way. And definitely got to celebrate him while he's here, because you never know when his time could be up. So, happy birthday to him. Hope he has a good one with his family, friends, and loved ones. And keep living life till it's time for him to go. Just never know. Definitely an important figure in American history, fighting the war. On to the next topic. Portland police arrest over 50 people in 100 consecutive night of demonstrations. Portland police arrested over 50 people during fiery demonstrations on Saturday, the 109th of protests in the city since the death of George Floyd in late May. Arrests came after some people in the crowd threw multiple firebombs at officers, one of which set a community member on fire. Individuals in the crowd began throwing firecrackers and mortars at officers. A sergeant was directly struck by a commercial-grade firework, which burned through his glove and injured his hand. Now, Portland has been in an outrage since May. We're talking about 100 protests since May. We're in September now. 100 consecutive nights of protests. That is a lot. I mean, there are people out there every night marching, protesting, throwing firecrackers and all types of bombs and setting stuff on fire. And like, Portland is in an outrage right now with all the shootings that happened over there and the shootings that have happened around the world ever since George Floyd. They've been marching and protesting out there every night, and the police are out there arresting them. It's a good thing nobody was shot or anything, or no gun violence happened, because usually in protests, somebody's usually killed. But the people are tired and sick of the stuff that's been going on around the world. It's been going on for too long. Like, I know I keep saying it, but the police don't get it. We are sick and tired of being killed on the streets and tired of being shot at and being abused at on a regular basis. The people in Portland want change and they want justice. It's not even just Portland. All over the world, we want change and justice for the stuff that's been going on with police brutality and racism and the inequality and the justice system. Well, all that. The people in Portland are trying to make a statement and try to get their message across that this stuff got to stop and this stuff got to be changed. So if you're in Portland, be careful out there, because it's bad out there with everybody being out there and them setting stuff on fire and hurting officers and throwing stuff at them and getting arrested. So if you're in Portland, I support what y'all doing. Just be careful and don't lose your life over it. But I like what y'all doing. I like the message y'all trying to set. Message I sent in to them, and they're not gonna stop till something changed. So, Portland, keep doing what you're doing. Just be careful out there. And now we have the NBA playoffs. I'm gonna cover the games from Friday night and last night and talk about today's games. So, let's get to it. The Heat beat the Bucks 115-100 as the Heat take a 3-0 lead in the series. Jimmy Butler with 30, Bam Adebayo with 20, Jay Crowder with 17, Brooke Lopez with 22, Giannis with 21, Chris Middleton with 18. This series, the Heat definitely had the Bucks number. I thought the Bucks would definitely put up a better fight than this. I picked the Bucks to win this series in 6 games, but the Heat are just outplaying them mentally and physically. And Butler had another great game as he put up 30. And the Bucks on brink of getting swept. And honestly, if the Bucks get swept, I think Giannis is definitely leaving. The few options he has, he can go to the Heat, possibly the Warriors, or the Raptors maybe. But the number one seed, they're not playing the number one seed. They haven't really been looking great all playoffs. But I'm thinking this would be a great series to look forward to. And the Bucks are being outplayed, and this is a disappointment. Disappointment for them, you know. Giannis just won Defensive Player of the Year, and he possibly might win MVP again, and it's going to be the second year in a row. He loses in the second round, so the Bucks lose a series, or guess what? I think Giannis will definitely be out of there next year, and he'll definitely be a free agent and have the option to go anywhere. On to the next game, the Rockets beat the Lakers 112-97. Houston takes a 1-0 lead. James Harden with 36, Russell Westbrook with 24, Eric Gordon with 23, Anthony Davis with 25, LeBron James with 20, J.R. Smith with 14. Now, this game, it was a good game. It was close at first, and then the Rockets started taking off. As you know, LeBron always like to take game one as a fill-out game. So, as a Lakers fan, I'm not too worried. It's just one game, you know. LeBron will make adjustments and definitely will come out aggressive in the next game. But scoring 20 ain't enough. You got to score 30 to 40 every night. Him and AD got to score at least 70 to 80 points combined was to give us a chance, because, you know, the Rockets just came off a tough 7-game series and we rested for a week. So that could be part of the reason why we We lost game one, or even if we would have won, the Rockets could have been tired and we just came out strong. But yeah, we haven't played in a week, so got to get back in the rhythm, got to get back in form, and game two got to come out stronger. As you know, Rondo played and he didn't look too bad. It's good to have him back, another ball handler and playmaker on the floor, but they definitely got to tighten up and tighten up fast before the series got in hand, which I don't think will. I still have us winning the series. I predicted in five, but this series might go six, so I have us in six. So game two, we come out stronger, and let's tie up the series. Raptors beat the Celtics 100-93 as the Raptors tied the series 2-2. Siakam with 23, Lowry with 22, Serge Ibaka with 18, Tatum with 24, Jason Tatum with 24, Kemba Walker with 15, Jaylen Brown with 14. Now, as I said before, people were doubting the Raptors that they went down 2-0, but game three is really the determining factor if the series could possibly be over or not if a team go up 2-0. As we know, the Raptors, OG and Anobi, hit the game-winning shot in game three to put the series at 2-1, and now the Raptors win again with 2-2. The Raptors have all the momentum right now, and it shifted to on their side as they won two straight now, and this is anybody's game now, anybody's game. And this series is definitely going seven. I predicted it to go seven, and I have Toronto winning. So game five is going to be interesting to see what the Celtics do and make some adjustments of what they're doing. And this is anybody's game right now, which I like. So this series you want to look out for, because it's going to be very entertaining to see what happens. And we have the Nuggets and the Clippers. Nuggets beat the Clippers 110-101. As the Nuggets tied the series 1-1. Jamal Murray with 27. Nikola Jokic with 21. Gary Harris and Millsap with 13 each. Paul George with 22. Zubac with 15. Kawhi Leonard and Lou Williams with 13 each. This game, the Nuggets came out on a strong start, and they were up by 20-some at one point. But the Clippers, they fought back, and they were cutting down the lead. But the Clippers never took the lead. And once the Nuggets took the lead, they never looked back. And they came out strong, and they kept the lead and fought off the Clippers. And they tied the series up. So they just got blown out the first game. So they came out determined to win, and they played a lot better. As before, they were making shots, and they were shot at high percentage from the field. And they won game two, and this is probably going to be another series to look out for, because this is going to be good. Yeah, Nuggets are going to fight the Clippers until the end. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be sweet for anybody. So this series you might want to look out for too as well. Even Kawhi Leonard had a bad game. He didn't really shoot too well. Paul George didn't really shoot that well either. So Kawhi's not going to have a bad night again. So he'll definitely be more aggressive, and he'll make more shots next game in game three. And for the games today, we have the Heat and the Bucks, as the Heat try to get the job done and get the sweep and move on to the conference finals. You know, the closeout games are usually tough games, so the Bucks are definitely going to try to get one. Definitely, and fight the Heat. So that game is going to be close, very intense and scrappy, as the Bucks try to get one to avoid getting swept. But either way, this series is over. There's really no comeback. Even if the Bucks win tonight or today, they're going to lose the next game, and they're going to get eliminated. But we'll see what happens, as that game is later on today. And we have the Lakers and the Rockets. Game two. Hopefully the Lakers come out strong and tie the series up 1-1. Because if the Rockets go up 2-0, the Lakers could be in trouble. But hopefully LeBron and AD come out more aggressive, score the ball more, and play better defense, and stop the small ball, and avoid getting James Harden into the free throw line a lot, because that's where his game is at. Again, he shoots a lot of free throws, you could be in trouble. So hopefully they find a game plan for him and stop the Rockets and tie the series up. And this is pretty much Well, before I close the episode out, I want to announce something that for all you people that watch Power, Power come back on today as we've seen it as Book 2 of Ghosts. To all my Power fans out there, I hope if you didn't watch it, or if you can, you could watch it early on Stars, or if you watched it yesterday. If not, you'll be able to watch it on Stars tonight at 9. I mean, I'm excited for Power to come back. You know, it's a very good show. It's going to be interesting to see how Tariq carry on the legacy of Ghost, since, as we know, as most people know, Tariq killed his father in that last episode. So, and his mother took the fall and went to jail. So Tariq is in school now. And we know at some point Tasha's going to get out of jail. And Tariq is going to be like the lead role, the main character. So I'm excited to see what happens in tonight's episodes. So be on the tune for that for all my Power fans. I know y'all like to gossip about it, so don't spoil it for anybody. But that's pretty much it for this episode. Hope you got something out of what I said. Make sure you tune in. Tell a friend to tell a friend to check it out and support and show feedback and show love. And until next time, this is your host, Tyler Brown, and I'm out.